We're joined this morning here on our Newsmaker line. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu joins us here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center. Governor, good to have you with us. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. It's been like 6 weeks since we've talked or something like that. I've missed you. Where you been?
I've been right here, Governor.
How are you?
I am well. Thank you for calling in, and thanks for sharing some of the updates on some of the things that are happening. Obviously, a lot of news to talk about. We don't have enough time to talk about all this stuff, but obviously, you're making some news as well. And I want to ask you. Let's address the elephant in the room here. As fact, you know, because you're doing a lot of speaking all across the country, you've been asked to do this, and it's put you into the national spotlight. I mean, you know that. Let's talk about the idea of running for president. How important is that to you? I mean, and what's the timeline for you to make a decision on whether you're going to throw your name into the Republican nomination ring there?
Sure. Look, the good news is New Hampshire's been thrown into the national spotlight, which is, I think, a really great thing because we've got these great models. We've got a wonderful record of success as a state and as a team, and people want to know how we do it. I mean, the number one question I get when I travel is, wait, you have no sales tax, you have no income tax, you have all this personal freedom and regulatory, like, how do you guys do it? And I think we almost take it for granted here. So it's been great to travel around and talk about that, and there's a lot of folks saying, well, you know, you should run and all that. And so it's something that we're definitely looking at. I'll make a decision this summer, whether it's something that's right, but it has to be right. It's not about Chris Sununu. It's really not. Is it right for the party? Is it right for America? Is there a path here? And there clearly is a path. I mean, that's not the issue as much as, is it really right for us? And I'm still the governor. I still got a 24/7 job. The state still comes first. And if I were to do anything, I have to be sure that it doesn't put anything within the state at risk. But the state's in great shape. And, you know, it's great that we get all this national attention. And kind of we'll see what plays out over the next few months. But either way, it really is a good thing for New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I've talked to you over the months, and so you know you're not a big fan of Washington, and I get that, I understand, and I almost assume that you would not really want to spend your life in Washington. That's my thought, you know. So why does the run for president, or why does the thought even come to mind there?
Yeah, look, Lord knows I am one of Washington's biggest critics and cynics, and maybe that's why a lot of folks, you know, think that it'd be ideal for the job, right? Because I really don't want to be there per se. But I do believe leadership can solve a lot of problems. I do believe leadership can get Congress to work together. You can give a little to get a lot. We've got a great record in New Hampshire working with Republicans, Democrats. I don't care. It's just about getting stuff done and being more results-oriented and more constituent-connected. And someone said to me, they said, well, you're from a small state. And my argument is that's exactly what America is looking for, a governor who's really connected to the issues, a leader who understands how a mental health system works or how opioid and treatment and recovery works. That, you know, we can work on policy, of course, but systems design and letting states and localities have more control over Washington, the idea of decentralizing Washington. I want to go in. I don't like using the word drain the swamp, but it really is about getting some of the power, the control, the money back to states and back to cities and towns across the whole country, like we do in New Hampshire. That's the secret sauce of our model, right? We let individuals, the voters, have more say and control in New Hampshire than anywhere else in the country. And it works really well. It makes us the most efficient government in the country. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there to actually change that paradigm, get people thinking a little more, I don't want to say hopeful and optimistic about government, because after all, we are government. Everyone should be a little cynical about government and a little cautious, of course. But I think by being a little more transparent and kind of sharing some of our model on more of a national stage is an opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, what are you most proud of right now as you get into this term now, this term, which could be your final term as governor, if that your decision is. What are you most proud of so far as what you've done for New Hampshire right now and what the legislature has done with your help?
Well, look, we've gotten so much done. We really have. So I don't want to pick one policy over another, but I'll say, look, fundamentally, I try to always say, okay, if we have extra money, send it back to cities and towns, offset property taxes. If we have a question of a control or regulatory oversight, send the decision back to the locals, back to the school boards of the cities and towns. Let the voters decide. So one thing I'm most proud of in this day and age where I think both parties are trying to consolidate more power at the top, I think the most important aspect of leadership is the discipline of knowing the limits of your power and saying, well, if we can't decide, let the locals figure it out, let the voters figure it out, and constantly kind of decentralizing, trying to decentralize our systems. It just creates all this efficiency, and that is exactly what is making us stand out from the crowd. So I'd say what I'm most proud of, I think, is my team and our administration's discipline to believe in the voters, believe in the towns, and let them have the final say.
Let me ask you this. There's a lot of talk about the southern border and the problems down there, but you've been talking about the northern border a little bit here with New Hampshire and Canada. You have put together a proposal to spend about $1.4 million to kind of tighten security at the New Hampshire-Canadian border. And you're getting some flack for it, obviously, as well, because some people think the problem is not that great. Tell us a little bit. You know, we all know the situation on the southern border. What's the situation on the northern border?
Border crossings have increased 800%. We have hundreds of thousands of them across the entire American northern border that happened just last quarter. So what we basically said is, look, I don't want money. We'll put up the money because we have money here. But my law enforcement doesn't have the powers to enforce anything over the border, right? It's strictly a federal issue. So we're asking for what we call a delegation agreement. It's something that was created years ago. It hasn't been enacted for quite some time to say, look, if we provide the money, can the chief of police up in Pittsburgh or the sheriffs or even the state police just help the northern border agents, ICE and Border Patrol, which right now they're short on resources, they're short on staff. So we just want to help them out. We had an individual cross, I think it was in Vermont recently, and he died. It was a Mexican that had died because he crossed the border and there were no resources there to help. And it was just a very tragic situation, a lot of families, but hundreds of thousands of people cross the northern border. It's not like the southern border, of course, but we want to be able to say, hey, we're there to help. We're here to provide the resources to make sure folks are safe and that we're protecting the border.
Let me ask you this. With what's happening with the former President Donald Trump today and everything else going around this, what is the state of the Republican Party? Is Donald Trump still the face of the Republican Party, even with what's going on today?
Newsmaker. I mean, Lord knows he's definitely the newsmaker, and he likely will be for some time. I mean, no one really knows where this indictment stuff is going. I get challenged with it because one thing I ask is, would this be happening if he wasn't running for president? Right? I mean, would they be following up on this moving money or whatever the heck the indictment is? No one really knows what it is yet. It won't be sealed till later today. But would they be doing this if he wasn't running for president? So that tells me it's politically driven, and it just drives a wedge, right? It's one more wedge that in what is already a very politically charged atmosphere in this country, kind of gasoline on the fire, if you will, as opposed to having real debates about real issues and all that. So he's definitely the newsmaker and likely will be for some time.
Is it a real issue, though? I mean, we don't know what the indictment
has. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. We don't know, I guess, right? Yeah.
I mean, of all the things that that folks complain about with the former president, whether you're talking about January 6th or, you know, all the different stuff, it looks like they're going after something that previous district attorneys did not want to go after, that the Department of Justice didn't want to go after. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see what these charges really are. But at the end of the day, I just worry about the system as a whole and the message it sends in terms of, again, driving that very partisan wedge. Everyone has to take sides. It's just the distraction.
Yeah. Still a big divide in this country. Would you agree on that?
Oh, huge. Absolutely huge. And will be. So look, as someone who's, you know, in charge of the state, I'm looking for things to bring us all together, right?
Right. Yeah, sure.
Not more things to throw on the pile of splitting us up.
I get you.
So, because there's just a lot of opportunity out there to get good stuff done, and this is just, you know, one more thing that I don't think any of us need.
All right. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, always great to talk to the governor. Thank you, Governor, for being on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk soon.